hare Rama 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 hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Louder, please. Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीपीटी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपिका श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा द्वारिका पुरी धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की श्री एकचक्र धाम की गंगा मैया की यमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी की श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की समवेत गौरभक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्र मैया की, श्री श्री गौर निताय की, श्री हरि नाम प्रभु की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद। All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Is it required or could it be slowed down? One of the two. Last time we were discussing on Japa, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Last point was, I believe, prayerful mood. Any one point you remember what I said? When is it possible to be prayerful? When one is free from false ego. Otherwise, we have different prayer only. If I am Sundar Shamdas, a brahmachari in Pune temple, then the prayer is, oh Lord, this treatment is pulverizing me. Or if I am some post holder, oh, I have to do that immediately at 8 o'clock only, immediately after Guru Puja. So any other platform we get on, we'll have some other prayers. Oh Lord, please, that Rath Yatra, I am the fund collector, top fund collector, or top chairman of that. Let me be able to collect maximum funds. So depending on what we identify ourselves with, that kind of prayer or desire, thoughts will come. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. Only when we are free from upadis, we are nirmal, we are pure, without any contamination. Otherwise, the contamination of upadhi comes. We don't have any other upadhi than jivera swarupo hai Krishna ranityada. This is our swarup. This is not upadhi. This is our original rup. So we have to be free from false ego, to be prayerful, to be on the soul platform. Prabhupada is saying our chanting must be like a desperate cry of a lost child crying out for its mother. The mood must be one of helplessness and utter dependence on Krishna. So helplessness is very important. So I sometimes undergo that because of the treatment, bodily condition. But then as soon as body is okay, again, we don't feel helplessness. We feel, yeah, I can do now this. But that's why they say, dukha mein sabhi hari bhaje. Something like that. Okay, sukh mein kare kaun? So, sukh mein jo smaran kare, dukh kaay ko hoy. Something like that. So, when you are sukhi, you should be able to do smaran. Smaran of the Lord. Then it is very good. Then there is no distress only. So we should feel helpless. As last time we discussed, apanna samsrutim goram, yan nama vivasho grunan, tato sadhya vimucheta, yad bibeti, swayam bhayam. Don't remember? We discussed here. 1.1.14. First place Harinam enters in Bhagavatam. No? Not here? Then that's right. Oh, I remember, you don't. I was the student. I was the only student. Who was the teacher then? Paramatma. Anyway, so we are stuck up in this cycle of birth and death. And if only we chant helplessly, Tato Sadhyo Vimucheta, at once one is liberated. So one has to feel helpless. Then one is liberated. You understand? Yes or not? So we have so many upadhis, we connect with them, we don't feel helpless. We feel helpless in different way, or we make others feel helpless. But we have to feel helpless. And then as soon as you feel helpless, you are liberated. Your connection with everything material is cut off. Then you can fly high in the sky of holy name, unlimitedly, eternally also. So utter dependence on Krishna. That is very important. Prabhupada says, real independence is to declare our dependence on Krishna. So we do that during chanting, ideally, actually. But if we don't, then we don't feel independence. We feel dependence on so many things. So that devotee has to say yes for the service. I'm going to approach him today. I doubt he'll say yes or no. So many thoughts come or not? So today sound system should work. Maharaj is going to give class. Hope it doesn't go bad. The people give such a stern look, burn me on the spot only. Yesterday evening it happened. Yesterday night I worked and ensured that sound system is nice, but still so many thoughts come. So we should feel dependence on Krishna, especially during chanting. Then you feel independence throughout. So next he says, no material motivation. Ahetuki apratihata. In our bhakti mark, we are trained to proceed towards the goal of unmotivated, uninterrupted, pure devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, we should not seek material benefits or facilities for sense enjoyment through our chanting. The only bona fide favor to ask from the Lord is His service and ability and opportunity to chant His holy name always. So that is the meaning, asking for service. So Krishna provides. Prabhupada says that we should pray to Krishna as follows. My dear Krishna, please do not put me into forgetfulness. Even if you send me to hell, it doesn't matter. So long as I can always chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So no material motivation. In chanting, the thoughts come, they are material, or we have material attachment to so-called spiritual thoughts. And we don't fully depend on the Lord, which is done through chanting. Isn't it? Like I'm talking to Prime Minister of India. A president, and I have so many other thoughts going on. That means I don't consider his power. If I just do that talk very nicely, everything else will be accomplished, everything material, that too within India, within certain conditions. Because though he is prime minister or president, he is not the absolute authority. COVID is beyond his control. He can at best have restriction and this and that. So Krishna is the top master. So while talking with him through chanting, we should not entertain anything else. ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് അവർ റെസ്പോൺസിബിലിറ്റി. വെരി ഡിയർ പ്രാഞ്ചൽ പ്രഭു, ബാക്ക് ഹോം, ബാക്ക് ടു ബി ടി ജി. ഓക്കെ, സോ ലെറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ഹാവ് എനി മെറ്റീരിയൽ മോട്ടിവേഷൻ. As long as many as material desires, motivations, that much our chanting will be disturbed chanting with those thoughts only, because it is not ahetuki, unmotivated, so it is interrupted, pratihata, not apratihata. When there is ahetuki bhakti, then bhakti is apratihata. That's why those chaturvidha bhajante mam. So those sukrutinas, meritorious people, they come to Krishna, but three of them, first three, artho, jigyasu and jnani, artharthi, these three, after their desire is fulfilled, may go away, more possibility. Jnani will not go away. Bahunam janmanamante, jnanavan mam prapadyate. But there is some possibility, because they had some mundane motive in the mind, so their bhakti might get interrupted. So we need to have unmotivated devotional service. That means no material motive. Then it can be uninterrupted. So as much as our chanting is unmotivated, our bhav, mood in chanting is unmotivated, that much we will experience uninterrupted concentration, attention on the holy name. But if you have tension, then you cannot have attention. So we have tension. Why tension? Because I am the enjoyer. Why I remember Pranjal Prabhu? Because he had like that point. I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, I am the creator, I am the destroyer, I am the so many er. To err is human. So we commit too many errors there. And then we don't have attention. So no material motivation. So in case some thoughts are coming to mind, then we have to check them. There only. No further going. Else chanting will be... just imagine how many holy names we might have missed till now. Approximately. Supposing most of you have done bhakti for, I don't know how many, 2, 3, 4 years. How many have done 5 years of 16 round chanting? Not 2, 3. 3 years. Minimum 3 years. No, all. Minimum 3 years you have done, including me also. 3 years of chanting. So everybody is in this category. So in 3 years, we chanted 16 rounds. So 64 is 1 lakhs. So 365 divided by 4 is? 91 around. So 90, let us say. So 90 lakhs holy name we chanted in 1 year. Approximately. Na? So in 3 years, 27 lakhs. Suppose chalo 25 lakhs. Minimum. We have chanted more, but minimum. Sorry, 250. Okay, 250 least. Chalo. Okay, chalo, 300. 300 lakhs, that means 3 crore. Okay. So, 3 crores holy name we have chanted in 3 years, all of us minimum. Those who have chanted for more than 3 years, consider any 3 years of your life in which you chanted. So in that 3 crore, how many it came? 3 crore. So in 3 crore holy names, how many we might have missed out? How many we did not chant only? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Hare. How many missed in this 3 Mahamantras only? Few, isn't it? And in 3 crore, how many we did not chant only? How many we slurred? It is Hare, according to somebody. According to us, because it was counted. According to Guru Maharaj, according to Prabhupada, according to Krishna, that we don't know, but... You know. And in that, too many Hare's were also there. Hare, Hare, you know? The 8 Hare's were come, it's all mixed up in, you know, khichdi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. So in that 2, 3 Hare Hare, all 8 Hare's are there.
So slurring. And how many we chanted but we missed because of inattention. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. But inside some management is going on. You know, I'm cooking khichdi. In the kitchen also we make khichdi. Prabhu may cook. You know, so if you are cooking, going to cook for somebody, he was cooking. I'm very grateful to Pratik Prabhu. He cooked me. I mean, he cooked nicely. He cooked for me. He cooked for me. Paramatma brought out something. He cooked for me. For remained there. So, sorry. How does it matter? For, you know. So, yeah, so something goes on there. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Sometimes too fast also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Because I'm late already for the other service. So I have to finish japa, finishing japa. And then the finishing touch, you know, at the end, 16th round, 16th counter be done. So see the frailties, see the shortcomings, see the drawbacks, see the faults in our own japa for 3 years. If only we had chanted properly, pronounced properly, no slurring at all, maybe slowly for that matter, and then we heard with yato yato nishchalati, manaschanchalam astiram tatastato niyamaitat atmanneva vasham net. We brought back our mind from whenever and wherever it wandered, and we heard, though may not be like desperate crying of a child, but at least we heard 3 crore holy names in 3 years. So in a year we are having 1 crore. Making it generalized now. In 1 year our income is 1 crore minimum. This is excluding all the kirtans, extra rounds on Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Nityantradashi. Excluding all that, minimum is 1 crore. So just imagine, in a year 1 crore. So how many years Prabhu has spent? 16 rounds. Approximately minimum years? 15. 7. 4. 7. 5. 8. 5. 10. 8. 25. So 25 crore supposed to be the earning, income, saving. Because no loss. Nihabi Kramana Shosti Pratyavayana. There is no loss or diminution. I told somebody else to chant Hare Krishna. My account increased, did not decrease. So what have we gained that much? Those many crores of holy name. That is the question to be asked. So see how much we could have gained. In 25 years I could have gained so much. But did I really gain that much? A big question mark for myself only. An answer should be given by me only. So I may be unanswerable. I may cry also, seeing the pathetic condition of last more than 2 decades. So we have to take a closer look, zoom on our own japa. So that is to make us contemplate about it. So next he talks about humility. Trinadapi shunichena tarorapi sahishtuna. One should be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Always awarding or what you call, respecting others, never expecting any respect. Then one can chant always 24 hours. Or that as much as we tolerate during chanting, that much also we are humble. That much we can chant for at least those 2 hours. Sometimes the devotee next to us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He is beating his lap, but it's like, you know, he is beating my heart only. My heartbeats are getting beaten more and more. I become intolerant towards him. What is this? I am not able to concentrate because of this fellow. Actually, it is not because of him. In fact, you are able to concentrate and you have heard few holy names because of him. Till then you are sleeping maybe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 5 rounds went very well, and then suddenly this fellow came here from nowhere. You know, earlier Prabhu was very good; he was completely silent. But this Prabhu is too active. So when he was silent in his association, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, association matter. So I also became silent. But this fellow woke me up. So I became very angry. So we have to become tolerant. As much as we are tolerant, that much we will be able to chant properly. In fact, it is said, as much as you are tolerant, that much you are humble also. If you are not tolerant about something or someone, you are not humble with it. There you lack humility. So we need to be humble. Mahaprabhu has ordered. While humility comes naturally and automatically in the course of one's progress in bhakti, one should also consciously attempt to be humble in all dealings and ways, particularly with devotees. One must guard against false pride and take action to subdue it in the moment it raises its ugly head hood. Pride and the holy name can never go together. In fact, pride leads to, that is superiority complex, leads to offense, and then one finds difficult to chant Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. So how to be humble in our dealings? What are the different ways to be humble in our dealings? Yeah, but how? We can bow down. We can bow down. Panchang Pranam. Ashtang Pranam we will do to Prabhupada and Gurus. But Panchang Pranam to many Vaishnavas. How many of you you offer Panchang Pranam to individual devotee, one devotee? At least 10 devotees daily. No one. Eight devotees. Okay, six. Five. Okay, five devotees. They are fixed devotees or they vary? Okay, four. Three. Same or change? Okay, two. Okay, two. One. No one. Zero. That is okay, Vancha Kalpata, that is common. But apart from that, I am saying individual, one to one. To him only. So there is a lot of humility to be developed there. Isn't it? I'm not saying you have to pay to 1,000 devotees as it was, or 2,000 devotees as it was done by Raghunath Das Goswami. I'm not saying that. Even personally, I'm not doing that. But at least few. It can be fixed, like maybe this devotee have 5, 3, whatever, fix. Or it could be to those devotees, sometimes they're being absent, so that day may be less by one number, two number, whatever. Let's say they pay to fix 5 devotees, but today only 3 are there, so 3 count. But like that, it could be some kind of thing could be taken up. So that is humility. I mean, that is bodily, physical. Any other? Huh? Okay, that is also good. But that should not be with the intention, then he will also appreciate me back. That should not be there. Yes. But first we will complete this. Achha, you regarding this only? Okay, huh. Because of your bow down, you said, na? That word. Generally I say bow down. So bow down. So when Prabhupada performed first initiation ceremony to those devotees, foreigners, so then Prabhupada was sitting there and a yagya there in the closed room. So all the fire and smoke and all filled up in the room. So they were all crying. And Prabhupada was not so much visible. He was on the other side and fire in between, smoke and all that, you know. And he was also sweating like that. So Prabhupada said, bow down. You know. So they were all looking at each other. What is Swamiji saying? So nobody understood. So ultimately they understood and then they said, they felt, Prabhupada said, blow down. Blow down the fire. I said, not that. अरे वो उसमें आपके सब पाप जलने वाले हैं उसको क्यों जला उसको क्यों खत्म कर so proper stop them okay blow down sorry bow down when we bow down not only mental physical also His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj said if only we paid 2,000 obeisances to devotees. First of all, we don't have 2,000 devotees. We have 6,000, more than 6,000. So anyway, so If we bow down to them, then we would have knee-less body. Knees will go off. Because there will be wear and tear. Daily 2,000. So in 10 days, 20,000. In 100 days, 2 lakhs. So 6 lakhs of essences in a year. So what will happen? Knees will not remain. They will be worn out. So we don't expect that much. But few. Whosoever your heart inspires you to do, that means Paramatma inspires you. And there should be at least some inspirational devotees in our life. So doesn't matter. Certainly the etiquette is in front of him whom you are paying obeisances. If his senior is there, then you should pay obeisances to him first, then to him. But otherwise, if he's senior in that whatever group of 2 or 5, 10, 15, then right away to him only. And also Vaishnava etiquette says, when the Vaishnava sees you first, or when and or when you see him first. So let's say I pay obeisances to you, but you did not see me. So then when you see me next, then I should pay obeisance again. Double ho gaya Prabhu, ek hi devotee ko, nahi, karna hi padega. Because he did not see when you, that's what I do. I go close and Hare Krishna Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for saving my second obeisance. But I'm not that humble. So I do this. This is my trick. Anyway, I hardly bow down, but sometimes. Clear, no? Any other? Okay, so next. So humility. So we saw that bowing down, obeisances. Then you could also speak humbly. Please is one of the words. Please, Prabhu. Prabhu, could you please, whatever, dash, you know. Please, we may not say, because, you know, in the friend circle, no? Hare Krishna, Prabhu, bottle de do. Prabhu, thoda mera das bano to. Bottle dekar. Nahi, Prabhu bola na maine. Haan, Prabhu bola, lekin bhav kuch aur hi bola. Bhav kuch aur hi tha. So, we can be humble in our speech also, by using words like, please. Also, any other, we can do menial services. We can do voluntary services like cleaning the room. Or some devotee just came and put his chappals, like, you know, they went to, not 10 directions, 2 chappals, so they went in 2 directions. So we can put them together. This requires a lot of goodness. Otherwise, whose chappal is where, we don't know. And my chappal, by the way, I'm not remembering where, I forgot. It must be in the campus only. But where it is? So that person will not be able to detect that one Prabhu's chappals are in 2 different directions. And the thought of putting them together will never come. Because he is only scattered. One who is scattered, that means one whose mind is scattered, how can he help others? Isn't it? So one needs to be collected, calm, composed. So that requires at least goodness. So if that is there, one will be able to do it. So I was telling Pratik Prabhu, how if we serve under some person, then he disciplines us. He makes our presence of mind very sharp. Because what happens, he is fixed. His principles are fixed. And he tells us. And we forget. Because of our lower modes, passion and ignorance. So he will remind, what is this? Why didn't you do that? Did I not tell you that? He may not tell in that way. Did I not tell you that? No, you told. Then how did you forget? Sorry, Prabhu, I forgot. Yeah, so you forgot. Because presence of mind is not there. So when we are not conscious in our ordinary dealings, how could we be Krishna conscious, especially while chanting? What problem comes in with us is, before being Krishna conscious, one needs to be conscious of surroundings. Just like that sound system is giving noise behind. So we could be conscious. Prabhupada would be very conscious, isn't it, of dogs. In the night he would be translating, he would be typing, whatever, he dictaphone dictating. So dogs would bark. So Prabhupada would call personal servant, chase away the dogs. So he would go and chase them away, like that. How Prabhupada would call personal servant? Is the watchman sleeping? Oh. Pasansa Ravan doesn't know. I saw at 1 in the night, he did not ring the bell. Traditional ISKCON temple, they have to ring the bell. You must have seen in Vrindavan at least. Mayapur, it's not there. Vrindavan is there, yeah. So they ring the bell. 8 o'clock, you know, tang, 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 8 times. Jew also, I think they have. Oh no, okay, whatever. Okay, anyway, so Prabhupada would be very sharp. So we have to have presence of mind. That is sign of goodness. And when your mind is very pure, then you understand the presence of the Lord everywhere. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. That is pure goodness. So before that, we have to know what is around. Like the bottle is lying. So that may be whatever the requirement. But are we conscious why the bottle is lying? Generally, is bottle lying like that? Bottle is straight. That's why it has a base like that. But it is lying like that. The mobile is there on the ground. So the two lockers are open. One partially and one fully. So whatever the reason, like that. So like that, if you look around, so many things are there. That box is about to come down to embrace somebody, you know. So like that. And one is already open box. And two sweetmeat boxes are there in the erect fashion. So a lot of consciousness that could go in. And that could lead to a lot of cleanliness. And so that is very important. So when that is all there, then the next, seeing Krishna everywhere. Maybe in the box Krishna is there and he is going to come down to embrace me. That could be another thought. But that training has to be given from childhood. How many of you were trained like that by your parents or mother maybe? Training like this. Shiv Ramanand Prabhu. Yes. I also was trained like that a lot. Oh, showcase clean karo. Okay. Room jhado. Okay, room jhado. Angan jhado. So much training, discipline. And father in saving electricity. Switch off the button. Entering inside, switching on. While coming out, forgetting everything. How many of you, as you switch on a particular button, you switch it off also after the work is over? How many of you forget it? Yeah. So you have to work on it. If you are not having presence of mind there, how could you be conscious of Krishna during chanting? No, I know. Holy name Krishna, one and the same. No, you don't know. Because you don't know, the button is of tube and that is Prabhupada's property. Money in ISKCON is Prabhupada's property. What particularly Prabhupada's? Blood? Huh? That is general. Prabhupada said, I think. No, Prabhupada's blood. ISKCON is Prabhupada's body. Sankirtan is, I think, his heart. And money is the blood of Prabhupada. So, would you waste the blood of Prabhupada? So, we have to, when you see like that and when you switch on, you need to. But when your work is over, while leaving, you switch off also. So, this is called as presence of mind, being conscious that energy is getting wasted. Can you create that much energy, whatever the tube emanates, for whatever the minutes, you know? Few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Can you create that energy? How much time it will take? How much your energy will go in then? And how difficult it is, isn't it? So Krishna has created, Prabhupada's blood is going there. Okay, no problem, you can use it. We are all living on Prabhupada's blood, by the way. So I should give my blood for Prabhupada. Not allow the blood of Prabhupada to be wasted. It can be invested in me, and then I return. In return, I give my equivalent amount of blood or more. So this kind of consciousness is required, you know. Then chanting becomes high class. Else it becomes absent-minded chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. you know. So it goes all over. So it should not be going all over. It should go in the heart. What comes out from here, heard from here, and deposited in the heart. Not that hardly anything came out of here. Then there is any question, no question of anything going here then. And then when is, what is the deposition there? Nothing there. Then the deposition of lust, pride, greed, envy, anger, illusion continues. Dhunoti Shamalam Krishna. Or Suhrud Vidunoti Suhrud Satam. Did not happen only. Shrunvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantastuhya Bhadrani. Shrunvatam Swakatha Krishna. So we did not hear Krishna Katha, the essence of which is holy name. Nor do we hear Bhagavatam properly. So then how will the, how, what is the deposition in the heart? Hardly anything. And are there, is there a deposition of lust, pride, greed, anger, illusion? That is there a lot in the heart. So that has to, for that Krishna has to come. So we have to all work on it. It's our work. This is what is our endeavor. And then Krishna, seeing our sincere endeavor, then he will do it. Guru will petition to Krishna. He is my disciple. He promised he will chant 16 rounds. See how sincerely he is trying. Please, O Lord, please bestow your mercy. Then Krishna will wash it off. You have something? No problem. Provided it is not too much heavy. Like, this may, in the long run, lead to spondylitis. So that is not required. So much is not required. Your mind needs to be controlled, not the head. And I say, sometimes you can hold your head also. No? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. That also could be helpful. Yeah, and also, we have been corrected. My own Bhagavad Gita teacher in Bhakti Shastri corrected us for this. Us means, in general he said, you know, don't move your neck too much. The devotees who did it for more than 15 years in ISKCON, some devotees, they'll develop spondylitis. So that's why he told that. A real fact. Because you imagine like this, 2 hours, and 15 years. In our normal life, do we do like this? No. So how could we do that? So similarly, one more thing he had told. I forgot. Somebody else had told. Something else you said. I remembered, but I forgot again. Hand also. Rup Charan Prabhu, the disciple of Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, told us. I see here, वो हिंदी में बता रहे थे. मैं देख रहा हूँ कि यहाँ काफ़ी भक्त ऐसे अपने हाथ को हिलाते हैं, जो माला को बड़े बैग में हिलाते हैं. बोले ये शास्त्रों में बताया कि माला को ऐसे हिलाना नहीं चाहिए, क्योंकि वो पूजनीय है. इस तरह से ऐसे उसको जर्की मोशन है वो, तो नहीं करना चाहिए. यू हैव टू पुल इट जेंटली. ऐसा ऐसे उसको शेकिंग नहीं करना चाहिए, हैंड को भी नहीं. वन ऑफ दी senior disciples of Prabhupada, who is a sannyasi and guru, you know, early when he was in Brahmachari ashram, he was chanting one day and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Stop it! Stop that also. Okay. Now Prabhupada said it, you know, so everybody got alarmed. Kya hua? Prabhupada, kya stop, kya karna hai? But then Prabhupada was looking at his thigh. So he looked and then he immediately stopped it. Prabhupada said, don't shake your legs like that. So then he did not shake. This was the right in front of everyone. So that showed that we should not shake like that. This is all passion. So thoda compassion we should have. Not so much. So mind to control is quite easy. It doesn't require so much all this. It requires just service to Grantha Bhagavat and Vyakti Bhagavat. By their blessing, mind comes under control. Then you can chant peacefully. I'm not saying that don't make any movement of the body. You can. In fact, if you stand still completely, then it is arousing doubt in others. This trance is dangerous. And who will break his trance? So, some movement is okay, but be a little careful, not too much also. It should not get into passion zone. It can help you to concentrate, then it's okay. Is that okay? Okay. So next is suitable environment. that which is conducive to japa. We have temple hall the best, if not wherever you are, let's say in the train bogey. So you can have your altar in a sense, photo. Like Mayapur they have, you know, what they call pop out, whatever. You know, you take it out of that envelope and then the altar comes out. You have seen, na? That steps are there, guru parampara, all that. How many of you have seen that? So that is one. If not, then simple photo, whatever. But some kind of devotional environment, that is best. And free from distractions, there should not be many distractions. So in the train I used to travel, we used to always prefer upper bogi, or bhajan kutir, upper berth. You know? So that is good. Below people are all lions sometimes in the night. Lions are there in the next compartment also. But at least in the upper berth, you can peacefully chant. So then he says, sitting in veranda and doing japa while watching life pass by on the street is not a good way of doing. Or going around the temple hall, pradakshina, that is not a pradakshina time. One of the etiquettes is when the altar is closed, one should not do pradakshina, one should not pay obeisances. Because Lord is doing something, either sleeping, honoring prasadam, so one should not do this thing. When the altar is open, then one can do and all that. So just going around temple is also not required. Where in the temple hall only is okay, in front of the devotees, going to and fro, or circular fashion is also okay, because devotees are watching you, isn't it? Sometimes they have shown here. Sometimes we may lean against the wall, temple hall wall, you know, in our, and then we may go in trance. Somebody will wake you up. This happened with me practically in Warangal voice once. I was chanting, standing up, and then just gently I leaned against, I think notice board was there. And after some time I understood, I have gone to another world. So I came back to this world. So nobody brought me out, I only had to come out. So we should take rest in the night also properly, all that, you know. Once Radheshyam Prabhu had come, after he went, my rounds were, or he was there only. So I was chanting. It was appearing like, you know, millenniums have passed. I was wondering, how did I live so many thousands of years? So then I opened my eyes and took out the beads. So half round was over and I watched in my, what do you call, stopwatch. 22 minutes were over. In 22 minutes, half rounds, very costly round. So I immediately dropped it. I stood up and I chanted in 8 minutes or whatever. But that was very costly round. So it was very dangerous. So 45 minutes, one round. So cannot afford. So I stood up. So we have to find out suitable environments, suitable required things, whatever. So traveling in the public transport, then what to do? We can use maybe earplugs. We were once coming, myself, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, Sankita Anand Prabhu, Shambhuru Prabhu, we are all brahmacharis, 6 brahmacharis I think, from Goa to here. So we had told them to book our ticket. So then we were in Mulki, one camp I think, and on the way back we went to Goa in the temple, whatever, the center. So we told them to book our ticket, so they thought brahmachari is, you know, senior brahmachari, so we should give the best. So they booked our ticket in Volvo bus, best bus. And our tickets were all number 1, 2, 3, 4, front seats. And there was a video there. And a movie was going on, Hindi movie. You know? So we were the front. All 6 are front, all watching. This was missing in life. So it was very terrible. You know? So 9:30 or somewhere they stopped at one place for eating their dinner. So we were only 6 inside. So one of us said, you know, I'm iska wire tod deta hu. Na rahega bas, na bajegi bansuri. But then we were a little scared, you know, because we are only 6 inside, they will detect and all. But fortunately, by 10:30 in the night, they stopped it. And morning 6 o'clock, our bus reached here, Pune, like that. So we have to be careful of how we are traveling. We may tell them to book, and they may book so best, it may be materially best, and you may be suffering like anything. So do the needful. Then all of us used earplugs. In fact, they sent me, you know, there are one article, stop came immediately after Panjim or somewhere. So they told, you know, get some earplugs. So I went and around, searched all around that bus stop, no earplugs. One, two of us had, but others did not have. So I said, sorry, they are not available. So then they were wondering what to do. And they were chanting loudly. Some were doing bhajans, you know. Amar Jeeva. And people were wondering, what is there? A movie is going on, what? These people loudly. And that is also not some Hollywood song. Some other song only. So then we wrapped everything we tried, but it was very difficult to, you know. In the night I suddenly got a ye nahi dekhna hai. So like that, because suddenly some sound would come, you know, so.
Take out the blanket.
So we have to, suitable environment should be there in our chanting. In case you have to travel in the traveling bus transport and all that, then take care, whatever it requires, do it. Posture also matters a lot. Sitting straight is very helpful. See, this devotee is sitting like this. This is very good. See this. This chair is called as sleeping chair. Okay. And they call it a japa killer, I think. Japa killer chair, you know. Different varieties of chanting is there. So this is one. He's most comfortable. It may not be easy chair, but he found it to be very easy. Easily he slept. So you may say that it is a wooden chair with no cushion, but the fact that you slept very nicely, that is dangerous for you. You should stand up. You should get up and go to some other place. I have seen lot of time this thing with myself also, sitting on the chair, and after some time. So we should avoid this. The standing also. So sitting, standing and walking. So if you are walking, in case I am feeling sleepy, I may have to walk in chanting. So what should I do? Because samne mere track pe ek aata hai beech mein. Aur uska aisa zigzag track hai, you know. Do jan jaate hai aise. Like two planets, they never collide with each other. But mera unme se hi hai. I may be third planet. You know. What do you call it? Shani Graha. Or they may be Shanis, two Shanis for me. So what to do? If I am walking and this is the situation, what should I do? Better not walk. Better stop. Okay, in case it is not available, this is the area allotted and this is the thing going on. I should look downward. That is another way. And I should look downward. Upar dekhunga to phir it will be more distracting. In general only, any time also. Yes, because if you look at the eyesight level, then so many distractions are available. So walking japa is also authorized by acharyas. I heard, I read I think recently. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, if I am not wrong. Some other place. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much, would love to chant in front of Tulsi Maharani, that when he would walk and chant, one devotee would hold Tulsi plant, in a sense, with that gamala, you know. And he would walk backward. Let's say Mahaprabhu, he is coming forward, so he would be going backward. Do you understand? And when Mahaprabhu is going that way, so he would like that. So Mahaprabhu was so much in love with Tulsi Maharani, he would prefer to chant in front of Tulsi Maharani. While walking also somebody would hold Tulsi Maharani for him, like that. So walking is authorized, but one should be careful to avoid looking here and there or to get distracted by objects or people along the way. So look at the ground level. For that glories of Tulsi Maharani only can be spoken for hours and hours. But Tulasi Krishna Priyasi, Prabhupada in Enodi, is quoting from Brahmanda Purana or Padma Purana somewhere, he says, Tulsi, just by bowing down before, just by sowing the seed, just by touching, just by watering, you know, one gets freed from the all the sinful activities. Yani kani cha papani, brahmahatya. Even if somebody has killed a Brahman, with every step he takes in circumambulation of Tulsi Maharani, he gets rid of them all. Apart from that, the topmost is she awards Krishna Bhakti. She is the head, Vrinda Devi. She is orchestrating all the different pastimes of the Lord. Who will do what, where? Everything is well fixed. Plan maker and all that. So her glories are unlimited. And it is recommended, Haridas Thakur would always chant. When that prostitute came, or even Maya Devi came in Fulia, we see that he was chanting in front of Tulsi Maharani. And he tells her also that you worship Tulsi here, I am proceeding to the next place. So Tulsi is very powerful. No foodstuff is acceptable but to Krishna, except when it is there with Tulsi, Tulsi leaf. So Tulsi is very important. You know that past time when the Dwarka queens, they had lost Krishna, and Narad Muni said, you can give equivalent amount of jewelry of Krishna's weight. So Krishna sat in one side of the balance and other side they were putting all their jewelry, but Krishna was only down and this was up only. So then Rukmini Devi came, she just gave one Tulsi leaf. Immediately it went down. So Tulsi's glories are unlimited. You can read in the books that are there. And we are all very fortunate. This trend was not there in ISKCON Pune of having Tulsi in front of us while chanting. But eventually it started. I don't know when it started. Here though, I think it is there from ever since the opening, 2013. Maybe in Pune temple it might have been sometime later. But many other temples also have that. Like that. Sometimes because of lack of devotees, they have only one in the middle. And all the devotees sit around and they chant. Like that. In Mayapur they have several. Like that in many other places also. Okay, so next he says about vigilance. One must be vigilant to maintain mental alertness at all times during japa. So mental alertness all time during japa. That means if you feel sleepy, you should know. How can I know if I'm sleeping? Stopwatch is one thing. Yes. I told na, one half round, how many minutes? 22 minutes. But who told? Stopwatch. No devotee was there. I was sitting in the balcony. Nobody knew that I was chanting there in the afternoon. So stopwatch helps. Any other? Devotee, very important. Lively. Isn't it? Stopwatch will not wake you up. Devotees are very... they want to offer their service, especially in this regard. So they are there. Any other? Can pray to Paramatma also. His Holiness Siddharth Swami, who is the Raipur Temple President also. You know him? Prabhupada disciple. So he was telling, he gets up every day 2:30 in the morning. So when he told, he said without alarm clock. We are shocked. Without alarm clock? 2:30? How? So he told, my mother taught me that, you know, Lord is residing in the heart. So if you just plead to him before sleeping that, Lord, I want to get up tomorrow at 2:30, he will wake you up. This is the best alarm clock in that sense. So he has been practicing like that and he gets up every day 2:30. Let's see. So he can also wake you up. So that is another way. If one feels sleepy while sitting down, one should immediately stand up or walk. How many of you feel sleepy while sitting and chanting? So as and when you come to know, immediately you should stand up and chant. Another way is you could sit on what they call? What is that posture? Like Parikshit Maharaj sitting? Virasana? It's not Virasana. Padmasana? Vajrasana. Padmasana also you can try. Very difficult. But in Sukhasana, sukh, material sukh is more. So we have to break that asana. And Vajrasana. Vajrasana. So you can show? Hare Krishna. Bottle need not show, you can show. Yeah. So I heard in this, I don't know how far it is true, but medical science says that if the buttocks are below than the knees, then you tend to feel sleepy. But if the buttocks go above the knees, then your sleep will not come. So you see, knees are down or not. And the posture is such because of the legs thing, the buttocks go up and knees are on the ground, means touching the ground. So this is very helpful in chanting. In this, it is quite difficult to sleep. Padmasana also, but it is very difficult, little troublesome, unless you practice for several days also. So that is there. You can open your eyes and chant. If you still feel sleepy, then you stand up. With closed eyes you chant. Still if you feel sleepy, then open eyes while standing and chant. Still if you feel sleepy, then walk with maybe closed eyes. You know, Radhesham Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu and all, because they used to go from IIT all the way to Gopinath. It takes 1.5 hours at least. So they would become late night and then morning getting up, and they did not have the habit of getting up so early in the morning. So, and they would walk and chant, but they would close their eyes, so then they would come hit each other also. Like that. His holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj circle, they would sit. So he would gently touch their knees, massage. Then they would understand. Oh, nice, something, what's happening? And then they would understand. So Maharaj is very gentlemanly. As and when the mind wanders, one should immediately drag it back and focus on hearing the holy name. So this is our responsibility. How sincerely we have performed bhakti on previous day, that quickly will bring our mind back. How much Krishna conscious we are, we can come to know during chanting. And suddenly you cannot make changes. In a sense, during Mangalati, if you have not been very Krishna conscious, during Japa also, it's very difficult to be Krishna conscious. The whole samsara dava begins, when it ended, yasya prasada is over, Nama Om is over, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna Antra, Hari Harai Nama, and Jai Om Vishnu Pad. Aye, achcha posture. Kya hua? Achcha, Mangalati ho gaya kya? Okay, thik. Sometimes some devotees feel that is to be Sukhasan. Like that it happens. So we have to be a little fresh, and consciousness should be there. So whatever consciousness is there from 4:30 to around 5:20, till one chakal buddha. So the same consciousness will be carried forward to our japa also. Suddenly you cannot make changes. You understand? It will be smoothly. In fact, it can go down quickly. Something wrong you saw. Means your mind. So that can destroy you, like Ajamil saw. But to take it up is not so easy. Generally it will be maintained, unless some heavy distraction and all. And if you are endeavoring, then it will go slightly up. Our consciousness, I am talking. Like that. So we have to endeavor. Then we will be endearing. Endeavoring devotees, endearing to the Lord. So we have to make sure we don't go down. We go smooth and if possible upward. So that is up to, left to every devotee. So that is vigilance part. So we have to be vigilant. That's a sadhana card. How many of you feel sadhana card daily? How many of you don't feel daily? So please feel. If you don't remember, you can put it on your locker, something like that. I don't know where else. Locker is the best place because we operate locker at least few times in a day, even before sleeping also. So one can write it down there only. That way it is a bit contemplation. In last time maybe somebody was asking about contemplation, or maybe it was in the yoga class. But then it helps us to contemplate. Oh. Last round chanted at 2:30 PM. Why it became so late? I wasted my time doing prajalpa with that devotee. It was my problem. Otherwise, 11 o'clock only it could have got over. Something like that. You understand? So it helps us to. You have that? What time japa ended? That is not error. You know? Anyway, you can make your own also. Do you show to japa card, sadhana card to somebody? No. You show to whom? But otherwise you can have your own individual also, little more elaborate on your locker, so that you know you are able to analyze your life, what time japa ended and all that, whatever the parameters you want to check. Next is, japa is not a rest. We don't have to chant very fast and all that. Swift chanting is recommended. Swift chanting means, you know what? What is it? Not too low, not too fast. swift chanting is little faster than our normal speed of speech. Whatever your normal, like whatever you talk to, except in some emergency cases, that is little fast maybe. But otherwise, how we talk to others normally, whatever that speed of speech, little faster than that. That is called a swift chanting. So that is helpful. If you chant with the normal speed, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, your mind may wander here and there. And if you chant very slowly, Hare, Hare, ye kahan se aa gaya? Miss. So, it gives translation on the spot. So that is not required. So little swift. Little swift means faster. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You can go very fast also, provided you pronounce all 16 words and you hear them all. So that is also good. When mind is fully pure and fully focused, when it is fully pure, it is fully focused, then chanting goes very fast. Like that. Other ways don't work. All that neck movement and all that. What requires is pure mind. Malina haile man. Nahi Krishna rasmaran. So my mind is not able to think of Krishna. So how will we do it? You know that story of Mother Renuka, wife of Jamadagni. She was so pure, so chaste, that when she would go to which river? Namada, Kaveri, whichever river. By her movement like this, the earthen pot would be created from the earth like that, and she would collect water and bring it back. But that day her mind was not pure, because on the other bank of the river there was one Gandharva enjoying life in the heavenly delights with some apsaras. So she also thought something related to that, so her mind became contaminated. So because of that, the earthen pot was not getting manufactured. So it took some time, delay happened. And Jamadagni was angry because he was requiring water for yagya. So he saw with his divine vision why she is so late. And then he understood. She thought in a little lustful way about what was going on there. And that's why she could not. So he cursed, he called his sons and said, kill her. You know the story, remaining part. So mind has to be pure. So she took time to make that earthen pot because mind was impure. And other days, just quickly it would be formed. So why so much time goes in chanting? Because our mind is not pure. So it becomes very difficult. So let us not race against time by trying to chant very fast. But swift chanting is better. And though we use stopwatch, it should not be used to race against time. You get it? Yesterday I completed 16 rounds in 1 hour 40 minutes. Today I will complete in 1.5 hour only. And you are looking continuously at the watch, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare thoda slow ho gaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That is not required, isn't it? The only gain is the time. You did not gain holy name much. So that should not be the way. We want to serve the holy name. Because their mind is pure. When Prabhu began cooking, first day, how much time it took? You were cooking. And eventually when you... out, see? Why it became less? 45 minutes, how were they saved? Everything is same. Why it reduced? Because concentration came, the knowledge came, knew the nitty-gritties of the whole thing, then it reduces the time. So same thing about holy name, you come to know the glories, all that, you know, merciful nature. Then you are in love with holy name, it goes very fast. Yeah. It is related to previous life karma. According to karma, one will have past and slow. But here in spiritual life, it is not just karma. It is our desire to serve. So Krishna reciprocates. And he can empower you beyond your own imagination also. So Krishna is very much with devotee. That's why vidunoti surut satam. But only when shrunotam swagata Krishna. Or shrunota shraddhya nityam. With faith when you hear, then Krishna does that. Nahin, because he is feeling, that's why he goes with speed, na? You know, abhi suppose aapko bola ki na, kya? Wo sweet gulab jamun ko jaake pakdo. Aapko pata hi nahi tha, pehle idhar udhar hi dhoondte rahoge. Abhi is khidki se kaha, uske kidhar hai, kidhar gulab jamun? He will not know. But somebody is able to see gulab jamun. He will go straight to it with high speed. He reaches quickly or you reach quickly? Who reaches? जिसको पता है, so he knows Krishna is sweet jamun, so he goes towards Krishna with high speed. That's why one of the etiquettes, if broken by pure devotee, we should not see that external. Like he enters in temple hall and straight goes to deities. He doesn't pay obeisances or whatever. So it's like, you know, क्या है? हमारे लिए इतने सारे etiquette and he's not paying obeisances to also to Krishna, because he's in love with Krishna. So these externals don't matter for him. Though for teaching us Yadi Yad Acharati Sisters, he may follow everything in general. Like you'll find all sannyasis, gurus and devotees, when they come, they follow everything. But in case sometimes they are not seen following, we should not misjudge them, saying what is this? Itne senior ho gaye to niyam tod rahe? No, it is not. They are not breaking niyam. They are in love with Krishna. So everything is fair in love and war. So they are in love with Krishna and in war with Maya. So so in case sometimes we should not take it seriously. So he says clear attentive chanting should always be emphasis, and one may adjust to a speed that one is naturally comfortable with. The words of the Mahamantra must not be swallowed, means gulped down. At no cost should the quality of japa be compromised. For many devotees, 16 rounds takes a little under 2 hours. For many, but it depends. For some it may be very fast. Sometimes I heard His Holiness Satsurupta Goswami Maharaj takes 2.5 hours daily. Slow chanting. Slow means according to his whatever. You have seen the different speakers when they give Bhagavatam class. Some speak very slowly. Lot of pause. And then and then what happened, Prabhu? Could you please tell us? And then so some are like, and then he came, and then that happened. So like, some are very fast, some are very slow. So according to your speed, you may feel somebody is too fast, somebody is too slow, like that. So like that in japa also may happen. But point is, everything should be properly pronounced, all the words, and they should be heard also properly. Next, he says, always discuss. Japa is so important that the devotee should regularly discuss this subject and emphasize its importance and share realization. So we may not have this class again after this is over, all the points. We may not have it after in the next week or after a month. So it's your responsibility in your own circle, one-to-one basis, or as a group. Just like you discuss shlokas here, I believe. Isn't it? Some 15 minutes daily, like that. So that is very good. But the essence of all the shlokas is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Do you have that shloka book? Show the last back cover. What is there? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Why did we put that? With saffron background, you know, bold letters. Conclusion of all the 100 shlokas which are there inside. You'll find that in each book. So this is most important. So we should be discussing it always. Inside 100 shlokas, you discuss so much. Every day 15 minutes and like that. Each shloka maybe, I don't know how many times, but this is the most important. I'm not saying that stop that and start this, but some discussion should be there. Informally, may not be formally, but it has to be there. That means we are serious about improving japa. My understanding, my observation of my own life, every morning, earlier, it would happen. Just before starting chanting, if I would just say to some devotee, Prabhu, please bless me, I'll be able to chant properly. I'll put my endeavors. Just that one, two words, one, two sentences, helped me so much to have better japa, which otherwise would not have been there. Like that. So this means one wants to improve. One wants to put one's more endeavor, a full endeavor, like that. So it is very important. Earlier in Gunjavari temple, after Vanchakalpada, I would go for that. So there many times Rupa Goswami would be there, drinking water and earthen pot or something. So I would pay him my obeisances, because he would be backside deity worship and all that. So he would not be in the temple hall. So in Vanchakalpada Rupesh, he is not involved, he is not there. So I would pay obeisances and I'd say, Prabhu, please bless me. Now I'm going to chant. I'll be able to chant properly. Then he would glorify. You are a powerful chanter, this, that. I said, no, your blessings are required. So just by taking humble role, it need not be senior also. Could be equal, could be younger devotee also. If you don't see that, younger devotee, isko kya bolna? Isko to maine teaching, I taught him how to chant Hare Krishna. So if you have that false pride, forget it. You will be big failure in chanting. Because prayerful mood is when you are free from false ego. And the biggest prayer is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So there is nothing like in dancing. Is it like, he is senior, I am junior? There is nothing. All are servants of Krishna. You have seen or not? Anything like that. That doesn't mean that you see Radhesham Prabhu and you put a hand on his shoulder and make him dance. We make him rotate like that. I am not saying that. You have no rights to do that. Unless he tells you. But we should not. But the point is, there is nothing like senior junior in kirtan. It's free flow. Free flow means, you understand what I mean. Not that you remove the clothes. Because Nityam Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, they would do it at quite often. If you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Digvas Haiya. He's wearing the four directions as his clothes. Our Advaita Acharya says something, or Nityam Prabhu says something like that. So they are on the transcendental level. We are on dental level. So we should maintain our level and not cross it. Japa is the best in the association of devotees. So how many of you observed, in case you observed, you're chanting alone somewhere in the room or something, and door opened and one devotee came for opening locker, something he wanted to take. 2-3-5 minutes he was there. But you were more focused in japa because of his presence. How many of you did you observe? I observed that, Many times it's just going in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And suddenly one devotee, I'm chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Dam, Hare Dam, Dam, Dam. We are a bit spaced out, sometimes. And when devotee come, then we space in. Understand, we have to be in the holy name, not manoratha, manorathena satidhavato. So whenever possible, wherever, you choose to chant with one more devotee than chanting alone. Then sometimes we tend to be alone chanting, and God knows what would be the end. Sometimes we may come here, room ekant mein jap karta. I think I'll just follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur a little bit. I'll put the blanket here. And then the Mahamantra changes. Certainly, we chant unlimited rounds, but more than 16. But that is not what we wanted to do. That is not the reason we came here. So, do it in the association of devotees. Because mind is very tricky. Mind will cheat. In the Bhagavatam, if I'm not wrong, Jada Bharat tells, like a captive animal, at any time, what may happen? Yeah, it will just jump and sometimes the knot may get released, something like that, and he may jump on the person, hunter only, and finish him off. Yes. Or that solution could be to sit near the this thing window, I don't know, near the door, and open it in such a way that the cold breeze comes on you only. Not otherwise, other devotees will. You walk and chant. Okay, but it should not be all 16 rounds, maybe few rounds. Another tip from my side is put earplugs. When you put earplugs, automatically you will find, you know, volume is more. Like I am speaking now. Immediately if I put earplug, you will find I am speaking very softly. Are kya ho gaya Prabhuji ko? Itna soft kaise ho gaya? Because I hear, like you all do, close. I spoke very softly, but I could hear. Because that is way Krishna has made this machine. Certainly, you will not be able to do that, bedbag hand, and so that's why earplug is better. I used to see Radhesham Prabhu earlier a lot. Sometimes I see Antadi Prabhu doing that these days. Sometimes, so that is authorized. So that way, automatically volume increases, and it is so loud. Means you will not be able to loudly chant Hare Krishna. You will never be able to chant like that because it will be deafening. It will be loud for you, but it will be softly heard by others. Others won't be disturbed. Yeah, so that is another solution. Okay, so we'll end here. Yes. No, why should you feel? If they want to pay, they may pay, or they may not pay. So, yeah, it's not a. I don't pay back to many devotees. I have difficulty to pay obeisance to deities also. So many problems in the body. So when other devotees pay, I may not. But if he wants to pay, let him pay. I heard recently which sannyasi, if I'm not wrong, Bhakti Prem Maharaj or somebody. No matter who the devotee pays obeisances to him, he pays back. So with that, will you not pay to him? So when you, how will you make advancement? We have to pay. That is him, left up to him. Unko. And wo aapko obeisances pay kar rahe vagera aisa sochne ki zarurat nahi. He is paying to Paramatma in your heart. So that you are not telling him. Paramatma is telling him. So he is going according to Paramatma dictate. So we don't have to worry. Huh? Ah, we have to be very careful. Huh? Don't pay obeisance on the track or something. Then platform, we should not be, but it should be not be close to the end. Oh yes, no issue. That's all. Both. Prayer, you can just ask. Not that kind of prayer. Just you are going to chant for 2 hours, why can't you just ask a devotee to just bless me that I'll put my full endeavors? That means what Paramatma is watching now, what came out of your mouth, what you brought out. So Paramatma will help you. That devotee may be chanting far away from you. So how will he help you? Okay, he says, okay, Hare Krishna, something like that. So that is enough. Because Krishna, what is that? Vaishnavera avedane Krishna dayamoy yehana pamara prati hoina sadaye, something like that, you know. When Vaishnavas pray for us, Krishna becomes merciful. So don't have to pray for, don't have to tell devotees, you know, Prabhu, I'm going to pass water, please pray for me. That is not the thing. You understand? In a sense, every time you don't have to say, keep saying, you know, Prabhu, I'm going to fold the mats, please pray for me. Prabhu, I'm going to meet Prabhu, please pray for me. That is not the way. But chanting is a very significant thing. 99% of advancement depends on chanting. And 2 hours we are going to chant, almost. Isn't it? So, why not do that? When Yamuna Mataji used to cook, you know, as she would enter, she would do Achman, and entire Mangalacharan she would sing. From Vandeham, all that, you know, to Madan Mohan, Govindji, you know that long prayers, what are there in Vaishnava song book, all the way up to Hare Krishna, everything, after Achman and everything. So this is developing mood. So like that, developing mood, consciousness for chanting. We do that one way is through hearing Japata, but other ways to also individually putting, because Japata what somebody reads and we hear, we don't hear, doesn't matter, isn't it? Means it doesn't matter so much to others, but here it's individual effort is involved. So it was very helpful. It helps me a lot. If it helps you, you may continue, you may do the same. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Harinam Prabhu ki jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. So who wants to be the recipient?